This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's our Inside the Tiger Den segment brought to you by Go Tax Resolution, your go-to tax resolution team, Go Tax Go. On our Oakland Hard Jewelers Talk and Text line, we got on with us Jeff Palermo from Louisiana Radio Network. Jeff, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Let me ask you, you got derailed and delayed by the Taylor Swift or what?
I tell you what, I left New Orleans Airport this morning. The amount of Taylor Swift merchandise, I thought I was actually in the Superdome for a second there. It was crazy. I mean, God bless all those people that stayed up late last night and then had to get up early this morning to catch a flight. But
Goodness.
Some kind of show.
Wednesday, as I'm going to work on Poydras, I just took a glimpse to my right, and it was setting up everything. And I'm like, good gracious, look at this here. But you talk about an economic boom for the area. Man, Taylor Swift, you might like her, don't like her, maybe like her music, don't like her music. Yep. It don't matter. She's an impact wherever she is economically, because the lines for the last couple of days has just been unbelievable. Jeff, when you look at this game, we've talked about the importance of it, and you win here, you kind of have the insider track for a little while in the SEC, and it's really sort of a playoff game built into the season. I think the big advantage here has to go to LSU at quarterback with Garrett Nussmeier. Mm-hmm. Nothing against Connor Wegman, but he is who he is. He's a hot and cold guy, and sometimes you see the good and the bad in the same series.
Right.
I mean, he's all over the board. Now, the good Connor Wegman can beat you. I will say that, can beat you. But you also see some plays like, who was he throwing that ball to? So I think that's where LSU's got to sort of hang their hat. And also, too, you got to see him in high school in Le'Veon Moss at Estruma. That is the straw that turns the drink for the A&M offense.
It certainly is. I mean, when you take a look at what they've done offensively this season, I mean, they've been – much more reliant on the ground game, and you would have to think Moss is going to be fired up for this game. I mean, this kid has got to be just chomping at the bit all week this week, waiting for an opportunity to show that LSU overlooked him. I mean, here was a kid that was originally committed to Alabama, so you know he was he's a really good back. He was in LSU's backyard. They went in a different direction, but for Moss, this is a big game for him, and I think one of the reasons why LSU does have the edge in this game is because of the fact that the quarterback position, they got the guy that's playing better. And you know, Garrett Nussmeier is playing about as well. I would say, you know, just consistently as well as anybody in the country. I mean, there are times that you might watch him for a few series and he's not going to do anything that is spectacular, but he's not going to do anything to really beat you or as far as beat yourself anyways. He's not going to turn over the ball. Connor Wegman had some really, really bad passes last week against Mississippi State, and there was no pressure. I mean, in fact, in two of his interceptions, he threw, and it wasn't like he was being pressured or anything like that. It was just a bad look for him. One of my fears in this game is if he ever does figure it out, Mike. Yeah, he can get really hot, and that could be problems for LSU here tonight if he somehow is on top of his game But I don't know if he's got a terrific group of wide receivers to go along with it. So I just think LSU's got is a better team offensively. They're a little bit more well-rounded, and I think you got a better idea of what you're going to get out of Garrett Nussmeier, especially when it comes down to crunch time.
The matchup I want to watch up front, because I'm always a trench guy. I love to watch those sort of setups. And we talked about it last week, the setup with Will Campbell and Landon Jackson. Okay, and early in the game, man, Landon made some plays.
He
you
did.
Say, wow,
yep.
Well, Will Campbell got his, you know, his hands full with this guy. But, man, then after that, Will was like, no more of this. And yeah. You didn't hear too much about Landon after the basically midway into the second quarter.
Correct.
You got another matchup here is that Nick Scorton, who's a transfer, number 11, from Purdue, transfers to Texas A&M. He's normally a left defensive end, which means he will go up against your right tackle in Emory Jones.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a matchup I want to see tonight because, you know, for both of them, it's a big contest. Now, will they move Nick a little bit? Can't say, no, I want him on Will Campbell. That ain't going to work too good neither. So I'm interested to watch this sort of kind of fight within the fight between Nick Scorton and Emory Jones.
Yeah, it should be a good battle. You know, Emory Jones did not grade out very well, according to Pro Football Focus, based on his performance last week against Arkansas, but yet was named the SEC Offensive Lineman of the Week. So I don't know.
Tell me how that works.
I don't know what you, I mean, a lot of people put a lot of stock into what Pro Football Focus says, but that must have there must have been some sort of grading by the coaches that ended up resulting in Jones getting the honor. And you know, Emory Jones is a guy that's, as we know, is a, I would say, Mike, probably a borderline first-round pick, late first-round pick. More people look at him as probably a guard than as a tackle at the next level. But, you know, LSU's faced some good defensive linemen or good defensive lines all season long, and in particular good defensive linemen, and there was always a concern about whether or not they were going to be able to block. And other than the South Carolina game, I mean, I think LSU's offensive line, especially in pass blocking, I mean, all you have to do is look at the results. They've only given up two sacks, and they've nullified the other team's strength. There was so much of a concern about Ole Miss was going to be able to get so much pressure on Nussmeier, and he had a lot of time to throw in that game against the Rebels. You just mentioned how they were able to handle Landon Jackson, and I would say after really getting blitzed by South Carolina early in the game when they played him, I think LSU's offensive line eventually settled down, and Nussmeier obviously made the plays, especially in the fourth quarter, to win the game. So we've talked about this before, about LSU's offensive line going up against really good defensive linemen, potential future first-round picks, and they've really held their own in that department, especially in pass protection. And I think they have a pretty good chance to do it again. I would expect history will repeat itself here. Now, crowd noise will certainly be a factor in all that, but I'll take my chances with LSU's offensive line in this game tonight.
Did that bother you?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Though these penalty 11, and I bet nine of the 11 penalties last, they were procedure penalties.
They were.
Come on, you've played in front of a large crowd before. I think a lot of times, Jeff, that is concentration.
Yeah, I would think so. I think it's a combination of, you know, Brian Kelly afterwards, you know, he even put some of the blame on Garrett Nussmeier, you know, DJ Chester. I don't like to hear that.
You blame the quarterback for that.
Come on, man.
Come on.
Yeah. I was kind of surprised when he put the blame on Nussmeier, but Brian Kelly's also pretty smart. And, you know, I think this has been a rough go for DJ Chester this year. It's been a learning experience, maybe not a rough go. It's been an up-and-down season for the new starting center for the Tigers, and maybe Brian was trying to protect him a little bit when it came to some of those penalties. And who knows, once they evaluated the tape and really watched it, they might have pointed out some other things. But, yeah, that was a little that was disturbing to see it last week. But give LSU credit. You didn't see that become much of an issue in the second half. So whatever adjustments or whatever discussion they had at halftime, they figured it out, and then it wasn't much of a problem in the second half. So hopefully they learned from that game last week against Arkansas, and that won't be so much of an issue here tonight.
Well, Jeff, you kind of answered my question. I was going to say, you know, like tomorrow night, you know, I'm going to be in the front row watching Taylor Swift with my shirt on, yelling and screaming, kind of like
what?
The 12th man tonight at Texas A&M at Kyle Field. How, you know, my question was going to be, how can LSU bounce back from what they were dealing with last week to, you know, a 12th man at Kyle Field? That's going to be eight times more worse than what you saw at Arkansas. And not just, you know, not just with the crowd noise, but just with them being into the game and knowing football the way that they do. What does LSU have to do? And I know what you're going to say. What does LSU have to do to get that crowd out of the game tonight?
Well, I would love to see a similar start to what we saw last week and LSU take the opening drive and score or score quickly. And that really sent a message, I think, to Arkansas and its fan base that this could be, you know, they're going to have a hard time here beating LSU. Going back to that A&M Missouri game when Missouri, that was an 11 a.m. kickoff, and that place was jumping, and Missouri just got shell-shocked in that game. And A&M was making big plays after big plays, and they ran them out of the building early on in the football game. And I think for LSU, they got to, you know, they're going to take a, there's going to be a wave of emotion. There's going to be a wave of things, especially early in this football game, that LSU's just got to steady itself. And I think the experience that they have had so far this season in, you know, tough environments at South Carolina and obviously the, you know, that Arkansas fan base, they were revved up and ready to go. I think that, again, prepares them for what they are going to see here tonight. I know we just talked about all those pre-snap penalties, but this is still a veteran offensive line. You still have a Garrett Nussmeier who's cool, calm, and collect, and I think that will help prevail here for LSU. And it's been, you can just tell it's kind of hard to rattle Nussmeier. And I don't even though he made those statements at the Manning Passing Academy, saying that Tiger Stadium's way louder than Kyle Field, and I'm sure Texas A&M fans have taken note of that. I think LSU should be able to handle that tonight, the crowd noise. And obviously the best way to do it is, you know, get some early momentum and try to take the crowd out of the game right off soon after kickoff.
J.
Jeff, last question for you. The availability of Chris Hilton. We have not seen him on the football field this year. Coach Kelly sort of indicated that that was a good possibility he would play against A&M. And so tell everybody, everybody has seen his great speed, his ability to get pass coverage, and that big strike. LSU's done it a couple times, but Chris Hilton was the guy. Garrett Nussmeier told me this, that that's the guy I'm looking for on that deep pattern and what he brings to the table for LSU.
Yeah, he certainly would. You know, this is a very good passing attack that LSU has, but it is missing that really that potential for the real big play where you can hit a 60, 70 yarder on somebody, and that's where Chris Hilton would come into play, not having someone like that. And this season was so lined up for Chris Hilton to really take advantage of that role, and it seemed like he was going to be the guy, and he had talked about it in August how he's finally healthy, and then he suffers that injury really the last weekend of training camp or preseason camp, and LSU's just kind of missed that, the home run ball, if you would, right? I mean, they hit a lot of they hit a lot of doubles. They can get some triples on you. They obviously can get some singles on you, but they lack that home run ball, and that's what he gives this LSU offense. I was, you know, on that final injury report, while it was, and especially hearing from Brian Kelly on Thursday, who really did seem optimistic about Hilton playing. I mean, that was as optimistic as he has sounded all season long about Chris playing. But then to see C.J. Daniels get downgraded from probable to questionable, that one that raised my eyebrows, because we talked about it last week. I really thought that Nuss really missed C.J. in the Ole Miss game. And then when he got him back for the Arkansas game, you saw what happened. They were able to move the chains a lot more easier, you know, he's that possession guy that you certainly need to have. And I really thought that Nuss missed him. So hopefully he's healthy tonight. That would be something that if they do go in this game without Daniels and if Hilton still can't go. But based on what Kelly said, it's more of a conditioning thing now rather than pain when it comes to Chris Hilton.
Jeff, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Always appreciate you, bud, with your time and insights. And talk to Miss Swift. Maybe she can get you on that plane one time.
I'm hoping so, man. I'm hoping so. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Jeff. That was Inside the Tiger Den segment brought to you by Go Tax Resolution, your go-to tax resolution team. Go Tax Go. We'll be back with more of our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show right after this break.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.